guest analysts this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. And boy, I tell you what, we got a nice kick in this corn market here before the holiday.
Yeah, we sure did. The basis, you know, remained strong in spite of the break of that crop report last Friday, which I won't even talk about today. But basis remains strong. The front end's leading the corn, so it's a bullish environment. That's two things you need to maintain a bull market. And that pulled along the winter wheat. Spring wheat, not so much, just up a penny or two. And beans had a pretty good day, up 9 cents there also.
The bean market, looking at possibility of maybe some weather issues as well?
Yeah, I see the noon maps, you know, bring back a ridge next week with some heat in it. But I think most places are pretty well watered. But the other issue is here, I think, you know, the Northwest Corn Belt, Southeast North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, you know, look to continue to get rains, not as heavy as they were earlier this spring. But when you're that wet, a half inch or an inch gets you to stay wet. And I think, you know, the end users, too, are getting concerned here that they're going to have to cover some needs. So we're probably in a trading range here for at least a while. You know, probably this week's low is that 420 gap area in December corn. It's probably a tradable low, and I would say those recent highs of last week would be pretty good resistance again.
Yeah. Livestock markets, the live cattle markets had put in a decent day here. Feeder cattle kind of struggled, I think, because of the higher corn price.
Yeah, corn kind of weighed on those. We saw pretty good cash bids here at noon. Looked like the cash would trade today, and they were pretty strong bids. And this cattle market's been kind of weak, choppy here for quite a while. And, of course, tomorrow is the biggest national grilling holiday we have for all summer, so hopefully demand is good tomorrow and everybody enjoys their burgers and steaks.
Yep, exactly. Anything else we need to be talking about?
Energy market, fairly quiet here today, too. The report there was... just showed a draw of crude of 1 million barrels, gasoline 1.5 million, but distillates were up a 1.5 million. So crude oil up 70 cents a barrel, kind of trading its recent range also.
Well, thank you much. Have a good 4th.
Yeah, I wish everybody a safe and happy 4th of July also.
Brad Paulson, Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.